Now let's go back over to Ephesians there. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Now then, the next couple of verses there. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. And this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Now, when he's talking about the two shall leave, the man shall leave his family and come and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is the most intimate time when a man and a woman come together as one in a sexual relationship. You can't get no closer together than that. It's now then man and a woman, you're together, you're one, you're tied together. But he's trying to say here, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. In other words, this is the intimacy God wants with you. When you're in this Word like that, and you're spending time with Him, worshiping Him, and doing what He says, this is how intimate you are with God. You're in Him, and He's in you, and you're one. You're no longer two. And that's what He's trying to share with you there. That's Paul's trying to use a relationship between a man and a woman, something that we can understand. Now, when you understand the holiness of this intimacy between a man and a woman, you'll learn that God says, never, ever, ever is this oneness to be done outside of a marriage relationship. Never. You're never to join yourself with someone sexually outside of the boundaries of marriage. Never, under no conditions, is what the Scripture says. And if you do that, he goes so far as to say in his word that if you do that, I will destroy your temple. In other words, I will make you sick. I will afflict you. I will kill you because you're defiling a temple of God. You're joining me to a prostitute. And he said, I don't like it. Now, this is for either the man or the woman. This ain't just a woman. This is a man or the woman. If you're a man, you're to never have sex with nothing or no one other than your wife. That's God's promises in His Word. And He don't like it when we don't do it any other way. I mean, if you do, you can be forgiven. But there's many a man out there today. It's like a young man come to me the other day and he said, I got to have prayer. Now, he was divorced. He had been married. I said, what's your problem, son? He said, I've caught a venereal disease. I said, so you're out there dabbing in the world, aren't you? He said, yes, I am. He said, I've done that. Do you know a man and a woman can get married and have sex all they want all their life and never have to even be concerned about venereal disease? You don't get it. A man and a woman married never have venereal disease. It only comes from those that are promiscuous. You know, that's the way it is. You'll never catch it from a person you're married to. It won't happen. But you open the door to demons when you don't submit yourself. This is a great mystery. Verse 33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverences her husband. Now, I mean, this is not something that I made up. This is a scripture. This is a man and a wife's position. Is it written? It's in your book. Now then, let's go to another place. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Let's find out if it's in the Word anywhere else. Colossians 3, 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now, who are you supposed to forgive?
Everybody.
And above all these things, put on love, charity, love, which is the bond of perfectness. What is that that perfects you? What is the bond that puts us all together as Christians? Love. Love. This is what we got to do. Love. Okay, the next couple of verses. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Now, how many of us as Christians go through the day and never say, Lord, I'm thankful for this day? How many of us go and sit down and drink a glass of water and never say, Lord, I'm thankful for this glass of water? Take it for granted. Oh, but God owes me that. No, God don't owe you nothing. You know, I mean, it would be easy to say, I'm thankful, Lord, if you were in the middle of the desert and hadn't had a drink for 3 days. I mean, it would be, some people wouldn't even say thank you then. But you know, I'll make a declaration. If you will say thank you, Lord, every day for everything, I mean, every drink of water you take, every bite of food you take, if you're thankful to Him and tell Him that verbally, tell that, you won't never be in that desert 3 days. You won't be there. I can assure you, sickness and disease will not come upon your body. If you obey God and do what He says, I know. I walked the first 35 or 40 years of my life and had numerous sickness and disease. And then I began to learn these principles from studying God's Word. And the last 25 years of my life, I've not had any sickness and disease. Amen. Praise God, I love it. Amen. I love not being sick, don't you? Yes, sir. I love it, but you got to obey Him. Amen. And He says there, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And then He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. When you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, how in the world are you going to let the word of God dwell in you richly if you don't get in it every day and study it? If you don't get in His word, it cannot dwell in your hearts richly. You can't let it dwell in you. I mean, I remember when I finally made the commitment. In fact, one of the men I was talking to a while ago, he said, I made a commitment that I'm going to read through the whole Bible. So in 3 months, he read everything out loud from Genesis to maps. In 3 months. He said, now I'm going back and I'm taking the Bible and I'm reading little pieces slower and beginning to study it. Well, I did that years and years and years ago. And when I begin to take this book apart, I begin to find these things like we're going through. Oh, Lord, if this is in here, I have a problem. I'm not doing some of these things. I know some of you guys have been just as guilty of this as I have. You know, and back in those days, God didn't answer our prayers either, did He, Ernest? No, He did not. Well, we prayed, but He didn't do nothing. Well, it just wasn't His will. No, it was me. The problem was right here with me and you. That's what the problem was. You know, we've learned that now, haven't we, Ernest? So we're trying our best to correct it, though, right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to walk in love. Now then, now let's go to the next couple of verses. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Do what in the name of the Lord?
All.
For Christians, everything you do, you should ask God's permission to do it. You know, I don't care what it is. If you're going to build a building, you ought to ask the Lord, right?
Yes,
I mean, every day you ought to pray over what you're going to do today. And your life will go a lot better, won't it?
Amen.
It did mine, I guarantee. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. See, giving thanks for everything. Now then, let's see what the next verse says. Let's go on and... Yeah, let's go to the next verse. And then, here is that word again. Some of you girls see what that first word is? What does it say? Wives. Oh, okay. And what does it say again? Wives do what? Obey. Submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Now, here's another place in the Bible. So He didn't just put that in there one place, did He? See, you reckon He must really mean this, girls? He must have meant it. Okay, so it's real easy for us guys to say that when we're talking to you girls. That you remember, honey buddy, you have to submit to me. Yeah, you hear what she just said? Remember, you got to love me like Christ loved the church. You got to be able to give your life. See, anytime you put a finger out there, there's always three of them pointing back at you, right? So wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Okay, the next verse. Uh-oh. Wow. Hear this thing. Guys, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Now, it doesn't mean what they do. Can you get bitter with your wife if she don't do something? No, you've got to love her. Now, guys, God wasn't just talking to these girls, was he? I mean, it's real easy for us to pull this out and say, wives, you got to submit to me. I'm going to do what I want to do. I ain't going to do nothing for good for you. I'm going to be the authority in this home, and I'm going to run it, rule it with a rod of iron. Well, that's not what God told you to do, is it? He told you to love that girl. And there is a responsibility. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Then he says, children, obey your parents in how many things? All things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Now, let me tell you, men and women, as you submit yourself to God, those little children, when you raise them up, you're going to find out, for those of you that are older, that have been past the teenage range yourself and have had your own children, those little critters will show you what it is to not be submissive. They will not be submissive. They will walk all over your heart. They will break your heart. They will do all kinds of things. And you know why they do those kind of things? It's because you were not submissive. You didn't obey. And God is showing you exactly what price you're having to pay because you didn't do it His way either. That's not fun, is it? I think we ought to learn the principles up front. We need to learn, daddies, love mother. Wives, submit and obey daddy. And they do it all in love. Then when the children are coming up, when they're a little rebellious and start to rebel or start to throw a little temper tantrum, daddy gets the little switch out and says, whap, we don't do that. We're children of God. Gently, you know, not screaming, not thrashing them, you know, but tapping them and letting them know, amen, I'm in control, amen, not you. See, now God does that to us as we go through life. We wonder why we have the stripes. You know, people don't understand this, but, you know, it's in the Scripture, and it says that if you don't know my rules, then I will beat you with few stripes. But he said, if you know my rules and disobey them anyway, I will beat you with many stripes. Now, that's scary, isn't it? So, you're going to get beat one way or the other.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.